Chapter 8, A Missionary Education. In the work of soul saving, the Lord calls together laborers who have different plans and ideas and various methods of labor. But with this diversity of minds, there is to be revealed a unity of purpose. Oftentimes in the past, the work which the Lord designed should prosper has been hindered because men have tried to place a yoke upon their fellow workers who did not follow the methods which they supposed to be the best. No exact pattern can be given for the establishment of schools in new fields. The climate, the surroundings, the condition of the country, and the means at hand with which to work must all bear a part in shaping the work. The blessings of an all-around education will bring success in Christian missionary work. Through its means, souls will be converted to the truth. "Ye are the light of the world," Christ declares. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." God's work in the earth in these last days is to reflect the light that Christ brought into the world. This light is to dissipate the gross darkness of ages. Men and women in heathen darkness are to be reached by those who at one time were in similar condition of ignorance, but who have received the knowledge of the truth of God's word. These heathen nations will accept eagerly the instruction given them in a knowledge of God. Very precious to God is His work in the earth. Christ and heavenly angels are watching at every moment. As we draw near to the coming of Christ, more and still more of missionary work will engage our efforts. The message of the renewing power of God's grace will be carried to every country and clime until the truth shall belt the world. Of the number of them that shall be sealed will be those who have come from every nation and kindred and tongue and people. From every country will be gathered men and women who will stand before the throne of God and before the Lamb, crying, "Salvation unto our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." But before this work can be accomplished, we must experience right here in our own country the work of the Holy Spirit upon our hearts. God has revealed to me that we are in positive danger of bringing into our educational work the customs and fashions that prevail in the schools of the world. If teachers are not guarded in their work, they will place on the necks of their students worldly yokes instead of the yoke of Christ. The plan of the schools we shall establish in these closing years of the work is to be of an entirely different order from those we have instituted in the past. For this reason, God bids us establish schools away from the cities, where, without let or hindrance, we can carry on the work of education upon plans that are in harmony with the solemn message that is committed to us for the world. Such an education as this can best be worked out where there is land to cultivate, and where the physical exercise taken by the students can be of such a nature as to act a valuable part in their character building and to fit them for usefulness in the fields to which they shall go. God will bless the work of those schools that are conducted according to His design. When we were laboring to establish the educational work in Australia, the Lord revealed to us that this school must not pattern after any schools that had been established in the past. This was to be a sample school. The school was organized on the plan that God had given us, and He has prospered its work. I have been shown that in our educational work, we are not to follow the methods that have been adopted in our older established schools. There is among us too much clinging to old customs, and because of this, we are far behind where we should be in the development of the third angel's message. Because men could not comprehend the purpose of God and the plans laid before us for the education of the workers, methods have been followed in some of our schools which have retarded rather than advanced the work of God. Years have passed into eternity with small results that might have shown the accomplishment of a great work. If the Lord's will had been done by the workers in earth as the angels do it in heaven, much that now remains to be done would be already accomplished, and noble results would be seen as the fruit of missionary effort. The usefulness learned on the school farm is the very education that is most essential for those who go out as missionaries to many foreign fields. If this training is given with the glory of God in view, great results will be seen. No work will be more effectual than that done by those who, having obtained an education in practical life, go forth to mission fields with the message of truth, prepared to instruct as they have been instructed. The knowledge they have obtained in the tilling of the soil and other lines of manual work, and which they carry with them to their fields of labor, will make them a blessing even in heathen lands. Before we can carry the message of present truth in all its fullness to other countries, we must first break every yoke. We must come into the line of true education, walking in the wisdom of God and not in the wisdom of the world. God calls for messengers who will be true reformers. We must educate to prepare a people who will understand the message and then give the message to the world. There has been a decided failure to meet the requirements of God in the southern field. We need to ask the Lord to give us understanding that we may see our lack and take in the situation in the south and the need of doing the missionary work that lies right at hand. The uneducated people of the south need the knowledge of the gospel just as verily as do the heathen in far-off lands. God requires us to study how we may reach the neglected classes of the white and the colored people in the south, and with all the skill we can gain, to work for the souls of these men and women. The Madison School. It was quite a problem with Brethren Sutherland and McGann and their faithful associates as to how, with limited means, they were to adapt themselves to the work in Madison, Tennessee. They had many obstacles and difficulties to meet, some of which need never have come into the work. The reason these brethren were persuaded to purchase the place now occupied by the Madison School was because special light was given to me that this place was well adapted for the educational work that was most needed there. It was presented to me that this was a place where an all-round education could be given advantageously to students who should come from the North and the South for instruction. In what has already been accomplished by the Madison School, the Lord is making it manifest that He is blessing the work carried forward there and is leading the teachers who are associated together in bearing the burdens of the work. Many obstacles have been placed in the way of the pioneers at the Madison School of a nature to discourage them and drive them from the field. These obstacles were not placed there by the Lord. In some things, the finite planning and devisings of men have worked counter to the work of God. Let us be careful, brethren, lest we counterwork and hinder the progress of others, and so delay the sending forth of the gospel message. This has been done, and this is why I am now compelled to speak so plainly. If proper aid had been given to the school enterprise at Madison, its work might now be in a far more advanced stage of development. The work at Madison has made slow advancement, and yet in spite of the obstacles and hindrances, these workers have not failed nor become discouraged, and they have been enabled to accomplish a good work in the cause of God. The Lord does not set limits about His workers in some lines as men are wont to set. In their work, brethren McGann and Sutherland have been hindered unnecessarily. Means have been withheld from them because in the organization and management of the Madison School, it was not placed under the control of the conference. But the reasons why this school was not owned and controlled by the conference have not been duly considered. The lack of interest in this work by some who should have valued it highly is decidedly wrong. Our brethren must guard themselves against the repetition of such experiences. The Lord does not require that the educational work at Madison shall be changed all about before it can receive the hearty support of our people. The work that has been done there is approved of God, and He forbids that this line of work shall be broken up. The Lord will continue to bless and sustain the workers so long as they follow His counsel. Brethren Sutherland and McGann are as verily set to do the work of the Lord at Madison as other workers are appointed to do their part in the cause of present truth. The light given me is that we should help these brethren and their associates who have worked beyond their strength under great disadvantages. Let us seek to understand the situation and see that justice and mercy are not forgotten in the distribution of funds. The leaders in the work of the Madison School are laborers together with God. More must be done in their behalf by their brethren. The Lord's money is to sustain them in their labors. They have a right to share the means given to the cause. They should be given a proportionate share of the means that comes in for the furtherance of the cause. June 18, 1907.